In the world, when someone starts, especially in a relationship, when someone starts to do work on themselves, whatever that work is, right? And I'm not talking about personal development work. I just mean when that person starts to ask themselves questions about themselves and start to try to find answers, other people in their life are going to be affected. It's just, it's, you can't help it. It's going to happen. So, you know, if you're in a relationship with a woman and you're a man, and this woman is a little bit unsatisfied in her life, has nothing to do with you. She's unsatisfied in her life. And she does something, you know, she does a new course. She tries to do pottery. She does an art, like whatever, you know, I'm not even talking about fucking deep personal development. I'm just talking, it's gonna activate something in her and she's going to be happy for it. And so she's then going to want to tell all her friends, oh man, I did this pottery course and I made my own bowls and it was amazing. And it affects the people in her life and it's going to affect you as the man. And then she's going to want to do stuff with you differently, right? She's going to, oh, we should be more creative at home. And so when someone in a relationship does something, it affects the relationship. Now, when you go deeper into, let's say, the personal development, or the, I like to call it the personal dissolution, because it's that, for me, it's actually the dissolvement of the self, not the development of it. That's another podcast. But when a woman or a man starts to work on them, their relationship, the way they relate, they start to observe their patterns, the other person's relationship is going to be affected. So like you said, and I've had this experience a lot of the men I work with come from their partners. Women follow me, same as you. I probably have like 60-70% following women and 30-35% men. So a lot of the men I work with come recommended via their partners. And what I have found repeatedly is that these, not all of them, but a vast majority of these women have done a little bit of query, self-inquiry, and been like, oh, my husband needs to do that. And then when he does that as well, everything will be perfect because I've done it and now he'll do it. And it's just not the way relationships work, you know, and it's not the way that self-inquiry works. And when these men start to self-inquire and get support from other men and start to do the shadow work and the sexuality work, and they start to find out where they've been out of integrity with themselves, not with their partner. Like, yes, maybe they have been out of integrity, but ultimately where they've been out of integrity with themselves. And when any human, man or woman, but in this case, when a man starts to find out when he's been out of integrity with himself and he starts to stand up for that, that's going to create a disturbance in the relationship, because that's probably not necessarily what the woman thought was going to happen. She thought he was going to have some questions, become a better lover, want to spend more time with her, or want to do this or want to do that. And that's not always the case. And so, you know, I have found that, you know, my, like the quote that I did was, all women want a conscious man until that conscious man calls them on their unhealthy feminine behavior. Then all of a sudden he's an asshole. I mean, the same can be said for men and women, of like the other way around, obviously, but it's, you know, to enter a conscious relationship, to enter a relationship where you are studying your patterns and your observations and where you react and where you respond, you're going to have to confront your shit. And that's not easy. And if a man has been doing the work and is willing to stand there and say, no, I'm not, that's not okay with me, or this is not the way, or that's, I'm not okay with this, it create, you know, he's not just going to be a yes man. A conscious man is not a yes man. He doesn't just become a slave to the feminine, or doesn't just become a, he's going to start standing for himself as well. And it creates challenges.